Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hi, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. We're so glad you are with us. And you know, with the way the weather is in Western New York this winter, it looks like you're going to be listening to the radio a lot because a lot of folks are just staying home. But that's okay because we're going to keep you entertained here on WBEN. First fun fact before we get into our segment. In Stockholm, Sweden, that is the only world capital where hot air balloons are not allowed to fly. Don't ask me why. It's just a fun, interesting fact. In Stockholm, Sweden, you cannot get a ride in a hot air balloon. They do not do good business there. So there you go. There's something kind of fun. Now we have something kind of good for a lot of folks out there. We talk a lot with our good friends at People Inc., but did you know they have a senior companion program? Whether you know someone who could use a little companionship, or you've got some extra time to make a new friend, we're going to talk to some wonderful people here who can tell us more about it. We've got Alyssa Yax, who is the Senior Companion Program Coordinator. And also in studio, we have Alicia Lombardo, who is the Case Management Coordinator. So, Alyssa, let's start with you first. Tell us about this Senior Companion Program through People Inc.
Great. So it's an AmeriCorps senior program. So it's a national program, but ours serves Erie County and residents 55 and older. Our volunteers, they're all 55 and older, and they provide friendly visitation to homebound seniors. They also can receive a tax-exempt, income-exempt stipend.
Oh.
So we reimburse transportation and meals as well while they're volunteering, and it's a very rewarding experience.
Now, will you be a companion to a People Inc. a client?
No, you don't have to be receiving services or live in a People Inc. building.
Oh,
you
wow.
Just have to be an Erie County resident that's lonely, that would benefit from that friendly visitation or maybe help with transportation or errands.
Wow, that's interesting. How long has this program been in existence?
I think since like the 60s,
wow.
I think. But People Inc. hasn't always housed the grant.
Mm-hmm.
We've had it for almost 10 years, though.
Now, you also, we're talking about helping seniors who are in their own homes.
Yes.
Okay. So that's great because sometimes a friend or someone who's an advocate can come over and help keep them independent.
Absolutely. A lot of these people, they don't see a visitor, or they're not the type to ask somebody to go to the store for them. These people really rely on their volunteer, and
mm-hmm.
they become best friends, and they do become a person that they could help them remain independent in their home.
Okay, so what kind of tasks might the volunteer undertake?
So mostly friendly visitation. They can help out with making a sandwich or heating up soup, like making a light meal. They could do a little spot cleaning, you know, here and there, take out a small bag of garbage. A lot of our volunteers take their clients to the grocery store or to a doctor's appointment to run errands. Some of them just go sit in the park or just get out of the house a little bit, go to senior centers and and have fun.
I would imagine that the pandemic affected this program a lot.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, it did. And we had a time where we were doing phone calls. We called it the Phone Connection Program. And all of our volunteers were participating, calling their clients on the phone instead of visiting in person. And we were lucky enough to have some really good matches with those phone call clients. And we've been able to pair some of those people up in person. And it's like reuniting friends that have known each other for so long.
That's fantastic. And of course, you can always use new volunteers, new
Absolutely.
Folks to come into the program.
Absolutely. We're always looking for more volunteers. A lot of our volunteers right now are in the city. So if you're outside of the city looking for something to do, we would like to pair you close by. So we have a lot of people in need
that
want a companion.
Listen, folks, if this is striking a chord with you, please call People Inc. at 716-768-2381. That number again is 716-768-2381. All right, let's also talk about the Senior Outreach Program offered by People Inc. So we're going to speak now with Alicia Lombardo, who's the Case Management Coordinator. How is this program different, Alicia?
This program is contracted through Erie County Senior Services. We also get funding from New York State Office for the Aging. And it's to provide services for older adults 60 and over who reside in their own homes. It's not as much friendly visitation, it's more helping them with tasks to remain independent.
Okay.
So we do assessments for various things. Meals on Wheels, we can help coordinate that. We have a program to help with light housekeeping. We can link people up to some home health services if they need help, you know, bathing, dressing, personal care.
So you're looking for people who might need these services.
Who are more in need of the service, yes.
Right. And does your program work with ELISAs?
We do a lot of times. So a lot of times the case managers that work under my program are able to identify clients who might need a senior companion.
Right, right.
So a lot of the times it's a smooth transition from, you know, maybe receiving some in-home services through us, but they might be also lonely at the same time. So we do work very closely.
You know, it just occurs to me that we've had, you know, even though it, believe it or not, it's not technically winter yet until December 21st. So we're getting right into the beginning of it. But it's been tough so far
for a late
autumn. And it would be tough for a lot of folks to even get out of the house.
Right.
A lot of people don't want to risk it, you know, falling, icy, things like that. You know, the short days getting darker early. So sometimes we need to, for people to understand that your volunteers coming, you know, into these people's lives might be the only person they see that day. How important that is.
A lot of times, too, the volunteer that delivers their meal, you know, they know them, they check on them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice, too, because then if they don't answer the door, they, you know, can call a family member. They can let us know. It's a way to kind of double check that they're okay.
How many of these folks do we have already, and how many are you looking for?
Right now we have our clients, we've got about 500 clients.
Okay.
The services that they get don't come directly from People Inc. They come from a variety of different sources. So we're always looking for new clients in need, whereas the Senior Companion Program look for specific volunteers to do some of the things. We're looking for clients who might need the assistance.
So if folks, if you are listening and you know someone who could benefit from this, you want to go ahead and call Alicia's Senior Outreach Program through People Inc., and that's at 716-768-2357. 716-768-2357. Alyssa, let's go back to you for a second for the Senior Companion Program. You are the coordinator of that. What have people told you about their visits? How might that have really affected somebody in a positive way?
What we've been seeing is a lot of our clients, they're receiving respite. Their caregiver is their primary caregiver. They don't feel comfortable leaving the house without somebody being there. You know, there's a volunteer that is paired up with a woman, and her daughter is able to go to work and feel comfortable leaving her there. And they do a lot of fun things. She always says, oh, we're going to get in trouble today. We're going to go look for a boyfriend
That's
or something.
That's my kind of volunteer.
Yes. So they have a lot of fun together, and, you know, gives her daughter peace of mind that she's not alone.
Right. I can imagine you could use a lot of male volunteers.
We do. Honestly, we only have about, I think, 6 men.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so funny. We have a 98-year-old man.
God bless.
And he is amazing. He's been coming to the senior center where he volunteers. He's there rain or shine. He declines rides even sometimes.
Wow.
He is definitely an amazing volunteer. He's been doing it for like 20 years.
Well, he's not the recipient, folks. He's the volunteer.
Yes. Yeah. And it keeps you young. And we have a lot of folks. We have a couple 90-year-olds, a couple in their late 80s. Mm-hmm. It definitely keeps you active and mobile, and it's just very rewarding.
You know, I'm really glad to hear you say that we're looking for seniors to be with other seniors, because I think a lot of us count ourselves out, or a lot of people do. They say, oh, you're 67, you're 60, oh, well, what are you going to apply for? And Alicia, that's totally not true. Some people truly are in the prime of their life, and they've got a lot of wisdom to pass on to someone else, a lot of education, and they're mobile, they've got their own car, they're ready to go. A lot of great ideas about what's going on around Western New York. They make wonderful people for these programs.
Right. Definitely.
You know,
definitely.
And they can really be somebody who can really help a client and open up, like you say, open up their world a little bit more, you know, by being that friend. You're just asking people to be a friend.
Absolutely.
And how many volunteers do you think you have now?
We have 63 volunteers.
Okay.
And always looking for more.
Yeah.
We have about maybe 130 clients.
Okay. Would they all be in Erie County?
All of them are in Erie County. And to receive the service, to actually have a volunteer, it's no cost. It's free.
Wow, so, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, Alyssa talked about a bit of a stipend. Alicia, is your program free as well for the client?
It depends on their income. So what happens is when we get a new case, it gets assigned to one of the case managers in our department, and they would go out to their home. The assessment that they do is no cost.
Okay.
Then whether or not they need a service or not, that may have a cost, or it may be dependent on their income. It may be a sliding scale. We take into account a lot of the expenses that they may have. So some of the services may have a cost associated, but we would figure that out with them and you know, see if it would be something that's doable for them. And if not, maybe try to look at other options.
It seems to me every time we talk about People Link, it's always about just helping people. Mm-hmm. Whatever that need is, the niche, you know, there are people there to fill it. Now, also, we've had a lot of great discussions about the senior living apartments.
Right.
And I know that a lot of them are full just because the arrangements have been so wonderful for the clients. But there's new ones coming all the time.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I think we talked on a past show about the old Children's Hospital is going to be, converted into a phenomenal People Inc. a senior living center. And that's going to hold a lot of new apartments for people. So that's just being worked on now.
Yes.
That's not ready to go yet.
They are taking applications, though, now for the lottery.
Right, right. And that's for seniors who are age 62 plus and income eligible. And again, for other senior living apartments, there's 20 other locations throughout Western New York. So by all means, everybody, People Inc., we want you to know, is a multi-specialty nonprofit health and human services agency providing programs and services to more than 12,000 people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, families, and older adults to live healthier, more independent, and productive lives. Services are provided throughout Western New York and the greater Rochester region. So we want to thank Alyssa Yax, who's the senior companion program coordinator, and Alicia Lombardo, who is here, the case management coordinator. And again, folks, People Inc. And remember, you heard it right here on Senior Radio on WBEN.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service. We'll empty out your house for you.
Do you have vintage sports cards in your attic, basement, or closet that you haven't seen in decades? Call Cash for Cards now, 716-725-1152. They pay cash for your old sports cards every day. They're fair, honest, and local. Call Cash for Cards today, 725-1152, and get paid cash. That's Cash for Your Old Sports Cards now. This ad is sponsored by Western New York Cash for Cards, 716-725-1152.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and we're headed to Greece next May with Colette Tours. Discover the timeless wonder and beauty of Greece. Tour ancient sites in Athens, enjoy traditional Mediterranean food, and sample fine wines in the idyllic islands of Mykonos and Santorini. Colette covers all the details, from premium flights, hotels, meals, and sightseeing. Your job is to have the time of your life. Call Denise at Travel Brilliant right now at 716-417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi again, everybody. Linda Pellegrino with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. We're going to be talking about one of my favorite things, and that is the fact that I don't have any issues with my feet anymore because I shop at SAS Shoes. And this is a great time of year to get you turned on to it as well. Maybe you're ready for a new pair of shoes and say, you know what, I wanted to try them out. SAS Shoes is right on Main and Transit. They're open Monday through Saturday, and you're going to find a very knowledgeable staff who will really sit with you, watch your feet, take a look at your issues, because every single foot is different. Hey, let me tell you, your left foot is even different from your right foot, okay? So you want people who specialize in making sure that you leave with the right shoe or boot, I may say, because Route 5 Boots is incredible. They are fashion forward shoes. They are beautifully made shoes. They are well worth the value that you want to put into your feet. You can't walk anymore because you've been in bad shoes. Let me tell you, you're wasting a lot of money because you keep buying bad shoes. What you want to do is go sit down with the folks at SAS and take a look at what a beautifully constructed, crafted shoe looks like from normally an American-made company. They are orthotics involved as well if you need those, but well-made footwear made right here in the U.S. Now, Paul Grandstaff is standing by. He's the manager there. Hey, Paul, I got to tell you, we're talking on Senior Radio Buffalo, but I see a lot of different people who are definitely not seniors making sure that they're leaving with a new pair of SAS shoes and boots. You have a great product for everybody because you offer such a various size.
Well, we do, and once they come in the store, they're overwhelmed with the vastness of our inventory and all the availability of so many different kinds of shoes and styles, you know, for whether they're stylish dress shoes or casual shoes or loafers, flats, stuff for correction officers, hiking boots, duty boots, sandals of all types that can even take orthotics.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they realize that we even have slip-resistant footwear for people that work in restaurants, they're worrying about slipping and falling. Well, we have those designed for those special situations.
Yes, you do. And you know, you also have socks and purses and, as you said, sandals and business wear and evening wear shoes for women. They're not stilettos, but they do have a raised heel and they're comfortable. They're fantastic. And as I said, your range of sizes and widths accommodates so many people that people are just thrilled to find out that maybe I don't have bad feet. I've just been wearing bad shoes for a long time, but now I'm ready for that cruise that I want to take. I'm ready to go somewhere and enjoy the weather because I'm finally in a decent pair of shoes, and I'm very proud of the way they look.
Linda, something happened today I wanted to share with the listening audience. A husband brought in his wife who had suffered from a brain aneurysm some years ago, and so she was pretty limited. Her feet were very disfigured, and she had to buy two pairs of shoes with different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
One was a size 8, the other one was a size 11.
Mm.
What a vast difference. So we were able to fit her with two different pair of sizes to accommodate the difficulty, and her foot was so disfigured with AFO device. We couldn't even hardly get it underfoot, but we were able to find a shoe that, taking all the guts out of it, we could fit her in that shoe, and she walked out, or she rolled her out in a wheelchair with a happiness. And I guess she had bought these before from us about 9 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and was refitted again. That's how long our shoes last.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to share that story where we kept. These are one third of our customers come in with unique problems, and we were able to handle them.
The day I was there, we had a lady who had moved to Florida, and she had come back for a visit. And she, one of the reasons she came back was to make sure she had a new pair of shoes from SAS that she could take back to Florida with her. I mean, she was amazing.
It was amazing, and of course they come back and forth to our stores because they know what they get.
Mm-hmm.
They're happy with the results. They last a long time. Even they've taken them to shoe repairs,
right,
to maybe put a new sole on, and that's something where you're saving money also.
Hey, you know, you've got some great winter boots. No matter what it is you're looking for, you have a winter boot for that person. But you also have a brand new boot with a retractable grip that is just made for Western New York and the icy conditions here.
That's exactly correct. Also, with that grip, it also has a special Arctic grip sole, Linda. So the whole boot is designed to take you out in the nastiest, slippery conditions based on snow or anything else. And so we have those here. And then, of course, we have all kinds of other boots, fashionable, low, high, warm, and stylish for all budgets. And we carry sizes from narrows to wides. So I think it's important that the public knows that.
Yeah, you know, I always often think about the people who have to take care of ice rinks. You know, they've got to really get those boots with the retractable grip. A lot of the names that I saw on your shoes, Paul, I've seen in catalogs. You can only get those shoes, what I thought, in catalogs. And there they are, right on the shelf at SAS Shoes.
Yes, they're here. And it's pleasurable to be fitted and not have to worry about ordering stuff because you can go on the internet, but you're half the time you're sending them back.
Right.
So
right.
That way we measure your feet. We take a look at things that we think will affect you down the road. We let you know if we see something showing up on our scanners or all the knowledge that we have, when we can forewarn you if we feel something might be coming down the road that will maybe keep you out of the doctor's office. We try to go that route, Linda.
Right. And, you know, you also have a wonderful sale rack. People, I'm always, you know, attracted right over to that. You'll never believe mm-hmm. the kinds of things that you'll find at the value you'll find. But it's just a great opportunity to go on in. And if you know somebody who's always said, oh, I have such terrible feet, I can't walk, this and that, we don't want this time of our lives to be dictated by bad shoes, okay? You can actually find out that your feet haven't been as bad as you thought. It's just been what you've been putting on them, okay? And if you stop in at SAS Shoes, take a test walk in some of their great shoes. But also, if you know somebody, pick up a gift card. So the next time they go in, you can go in with them and you can see what the latest styles are and you can see how SAS works in making sure that you are properly fitted. You're wearing the right length. You're wearing the right width. And in that lady's case, Paul, she actually had two different sizes. And again, our feet are what's responsible for keeping us upright. There are no such thing as I say, bad feet or ugly feet. These are feet that are warriors. Our feet keep us going. And we can help our feet out by going to knowledgeable people who understand how the foot is constructed and how the foot works and carries our weight. And you can help direct them into the right pair of shoes that they're going to be very, very happy with and very comfortable. Hey, if you go into a big box store, you see what those brand name sneakers cost you, okay? I'd much rather have practically a handmade pair of sneakers from SAS Shoes and know that that sneaker is correct for my foot and it's just as stylish as anything you'll find in the big box store. But when it comes to the construction of the shoe, well, that's a different matter. And that's what you can point out in the store.
Yes, we can. There, many of them have been hand-sewn. They go through 100 different applications. Mm-hmm. We use the best leathers in the world. And they made those shoes tough, Linda, because they didn't think the people would go easy on them.
Right.
And so that covers that situation without getting too technical.
Right. Paul, there is...
I thought one more thing.
Oh, please, go ahead. Go ahead. I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Well, I was saying, because of decades of standing and except it changes their feet, and much of the natural cushioning or padding under your heels and balls of your feet is lost. And a lot of times, Linda, your arches get, all four of them get flatter and less flexible over time, leading to many issues. Pronated feet, ankles and feet, joints become stiffer, the whole foot gets longer and wider. And because of these changes, you may develop foot pain and other problems, even if you've never had difficulties with your feet before.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to help you be aware of these things, because the things that have happened, the challenges we face, are the flat feet, the heel spurs, the plantar fasciitis, Morton's neuroma, and I could go on and on, hammer toes, bunions, you name it. We've seen it all the way down to the neuropathy and the arthritic foot. So we are aware of these conditions. Many people come in here, they don't have those, but they're heading in that direction, and we can sort of forewarn you with our early detection system.
That's right. Cut it off at the pass, that's for sure. You'll never know, yes, folks, unless you visit SAS Shoes at Main and Transit and get the SAS experience. Believe me, we're ready to start a new year. Start a new year for your feet as well. Meet Paul and that great staff. Let them work hard for you in putting you into the proper pair of shoes that you are absolutely going to love. And you just make sure you tell everybody, hey, I heard about this on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, good morning, everyone. Linda Pellegrino here with you on Senior Radio Buffalo, as we are every weekend. It's kind of like a little date we have, and I love it because we talk with some wonderful people here in Western New York who are out to make sure these years in your life are happy and healthy, and we can do that in a variety of ways. And we're going to be speaking with Dr. Tom Coleman, who is the site manager of the outpatient rehab for Catholic Health. And you can imagine at this time of year, they probably get busy. But let me start out with our science fact of the day. Did you know, we have one moon here, okay, that rotates around Earth. Well, Saturn has 63 confirmed moons. And that's not all. There's another 20 that are currently awaiting confirmation of their discovery and naming by the International Astronomical Union. So all in all, Saturn has 83 moons. Amazing. So there's our little fun fact of the day. All right, we're going to head back to Dr. Tom Coleman. And we were saying that this time of the year, we have snow coming and going. We have ice forming overnight. You step out to go and get the newspaper or whatever. And, what wasn't icy is now icy. So first of all, good morning, Dr. Coleman. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Hi.
I would imagine your outpatient rehab becomes full of people who are victims of slips and falls now during our winter months.
Yes, no, do we definitely see an increase in injuries? People that have fallen and injured their it could be anything from fractures to sprains or strains and those type of things. So a big part of what we do, again, we like we'll definitely treat these injuries when needed, but we do like to educate people on how they can prevent these falls and injuries. So that's a big part of what we do in physical therapy, is what our specialty is.
Right, and we should talk about the incidence of the increase in slips and falls and why. It's a lot of different things that happen at this time of year. As I mentioned, we have icy conditions. Getting in and out of the car, there's nothing worse than putting one foot out and slipping, where your foot goes out, sometimes, unfortunately, goes under the car. There's hidden ice, sometimes under snow. You think you have good footing, and then you realize afterwards, no, there's a layer of black ice under that. It gets dark earlier. We're heading into the darkest days of the year, so it's harder to see hazards. Sometimes our headlights aren't as clean as they need to be. And, Doctor, also, a lot of falls happen in the home in the winter. Maybe we can talk about that.
Yes, definitely. I mean, we do see a lot of people falling in the home themselves, and a lot of these falls actually happen, especially with the weather conditions this time of year, when, coming in and out of the house, due to slippery conditions as well. And, a lot of, seniors are already at a little bit higher risk for falls as we all get a little bit older. Our balance isn't as good, we're at higher fall risk, but and so we have to be extra careful, but especially with the weather conditions, adding some additional ice and snow and wetness, making the surfaces more slippery, we definitely have to be a little bit extra careful.
Right. Also, let's face it, we love to see our houses decorated for the holidays, but you know what? Now that my husband and I are of retirement age, we have put a moratorium on going up to the roof to hang lights. We will now do the other kind, the lasers, right, where they flicker. Nothing, no more going up on the roof, okay?
All
so
right.
that might be something good for everyone. And, you know, all of a sudden you switch into heavier boots, you forget that that's going to make you walk differently. You know, it's a different tread. So let's talk about the steps we can take that you talk to your patients all about preventing falls.
Sure. I mean, and so when people come to see us, we really screen everybody for fall risk. We ask them if they have had any falls, if they're unsteady, and we do, you know, tend to like to screen people. And then, you know, we can do take some preventative measures to actually give them exercises to help improve their strength and their balance, to help prevent falls if they're at risk or if they have fallen. So that's a big part of what we do. And then we also like to educate them in how they can improve their home environment to make it less risky for falls. You know, thinking about, you know, having proper footwear, that's an important thing, as you've talked about. But yeah, when you wear a heavier boot or shoe, that can throw you off. But wearing shoes that have better traction are really important. And a lot of us like to walk around the house with bare feet or just socks on. But if you could wear something, you know, if your balance isn't real good or you're a little bit unsteady at times, wearing even those socks with the grippies on them, or even wearing a slipper or shoe that has good traction, has a good sole on it, that can really make you a lot more safe walking around the house.
Doctor, in your opinion, what gives you better traction, a non-slip rubber or the neoprene groove soles?
I think the grooves are really make a difference. If you can have those grooves in the bottom of the shoe, that really, even a rubber or a neoprene, but they really have to have the grooves in them, because just like a tire on your car,
right.
You know, if your tire is bald, it's going to slide. If you have those grips or the grooves, that's going to make you give you better traction.
Okay, and also let's think about it. With it getting dark, you know, with not knowing about the weather, you should plan ahead if you're going out. Just think about what the conditions might be, so you're not rushing.
Yeah, and that's what we find is, you know, people that you need to slow down. You're going to be safer when you go slow. When you're rushing, you're going to be more likely to become unsteady, and you're not thinking about as much planning ahead as much about what you're going to do. You really have to be cautious and take careful steps. Making sure you're not rushing, making sure you're not carrying a lot of things with you that can throw you off balance. If you have to take things out to the car rather than carrying two bags at once, you know, take one at a time, and make sure you have a hand free to help. All those things, you know, with those trips, when you're getting ready to go out and go, make sure you give yourself plenty of time and make sure you don't rush and you take your time when you're getting out, so you put yourself at less risk for having a fall.
Doctor, I've heard we should try to walk like a penguin this time of year. What does that mean, and how is that done?
Well, you know, just like a, you know, like having your feet out and a little bit wider and turning your toes out, it gives you like a wider base to support yourself. Just like if you've ever seen like a tripod holding up a telescope or camera, if that tripod folds in, that thing tips over easy. If it's wider, that's going to be more stable. And that's the same kind of thing, you know, with your feet. So if you find you're in that situation when it is, wow, it's slippery, I'm a little bit scared, if you kind of widen your stance and turn your feet out a little bit, they kind of call it like that penguin walk, and take small steps, that's going to make you a lot more stable with your walk. Take little small steps and have your feet wider, and you'll be less likely to fall.
Yes.
So sometimes we all get into those situations where I didn't think it was ice, and wow, all of a sudden I'm on ice, and that's a good step you can take.
Right. And, you know, I will tell for the people who have dogs, you know, you want to let the dogs out. You put the dog on the leash, and sometimes, I mean, that's the last time I fell was because the dog yanked, you know, on my arm, and I wasn't aware that there was a little ice under me. Down I went, so be so careful. Are there other things that we can do to reduce our risk of injury when falling? Is there a better way to fall?
Well, you know, obviously you want to prevent the fall, and, you know, sometimes there's not a lot of warning. But if you do fall, you know, obviously, you know, if you can try to land, you know, somewhere soft, if you're outside, try to land on the grass rather than the sidewalk. If you do have to fall, though, you really want to try, again, not that you want to injure yourself, but you'd rather land on your arm than land on your head or on your leg. So, you know, try to stop yourself with your arm if you absolutely have to and you can't fall, because that's easier to fix your arm than if you injure your leg or your hip or you hit your head. Those injuries can be more serious. So, again, do your best to prevent it. But if you do end up, you know, falling in the middle of a fall, try to, you know, stop yourself, slow yourself down with your arm if you can. That would probably be the best bet.
Dr. Tom Coleman is the site manager of the outpatient rehab for Catholic Health. Dr. Coleman, are you seeing more patients this time of year due to slips and falls?
Definitely, you know, it's weather dependent, you know, so after we had this recent, you know, storm, you know, things were getting icy and we definitely saw more people coming in with injuries. So, yeah, definitely it's a lot more common, you know, during the winter months to see these people that are falling in parking lots are very common, mm-hmm. but a lot of times it's even their own driveways. And it's hard, yeah, when you get out, that's another thing to think about if you're going to the store, you know, really look where you're parking, because sometimes you get in these parking lots and you don't realize, you know, maybe so, a lot of the parking lot's good, but the area where you're pulling in, you get out and all of a sudden there's ice under your feet. Mm-hmm. So try to really be careful in those areas. And we've had people, you know, just going even at our offices here or other places, get out of the car and slipping just because they're not always aware that there may be some ice under their feet when they get out of their car.
Right. You know, it's interesting. You're so right about the supermarket, because a lot of times you spy what looks like a great spot and you pull up and you realize there's a big puddle there that just iced over, and you're like, I'm not going to step out on that. I see why there's nobody there. But also, salt is cheap. Throw some down, you know. I mean, if it doesn't freeze over, that's okay. That will give you a little bit better traction. But make sure you're doing everything you can, you know, to just be careful. Make sure the gutters are not running anywhere near the front. It's just amazing how that one little layer of ice can make all the difference in the world. And we love Dr. Coleman. We don't want to end up, though, in his outpatient rehab, even though the folks there do an awesome job. Thank you, doctor. It's been really great talking with you this morning.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right.
I really appreciate you having me on. Have a great day.
Thank you. We'll return you to your patients. Listen, folks, we want you to talk to your primary care doctor about a referral for physical therapy. For more information about scheduling an appointment with Dr. Coleman or another physical therapist at Catholic Health, call the physical therapy site closest to you. You can see all of the Catholic Health locations by visiting chsbuffalo.org/PT. I'll give you that again. It's chsbuffalo.org/PT. And if you need a physician, you can visit CatholicMedicalPartners.org and click on Provider and Facility Locator at the top of the page. You know, we're getting close now, very close to the end of the year. Maybe you want to start the new year and you're looking for a new doctor. Maybe you've moved and you need one closer to you and you want to know what facilities are around you. Visit CatholicMedicalPartners.org. It was great. We were speaking with Dr. Tom Coleman this morning, the site manager of the outpatient rehab for Catholic Health, discussing the increases in slips and falls during winter months and why. We all know we're more in danger of this all the time. And this time of year, we don't want to go down with a broken hip, a broken arm. So by all means, do what you have to do and keep yourself safe and have yourself a wonderful, safe holiday. Hey, remember, you heard Dr. Tom Coleman here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean, Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Do you have vintage sports cards in your attic, basement, or closet that you haven't seen in decades? Call Cash for Cards now, 716-725-1152. They pay cash for your old sports cards every day. They're fair, honest, and local. Call Cash for Cards today, 725-1152, and get paid cash. That's Cash for Your Old Sports Cards now. This ad is sponsored by Western New York Cash for Cards, 716-725-1152.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and we're headed to Greece next May with Collect Tours. Discover the timeless wonder and beauty of Greece. Tour ancient sites in Athens, enjoy traditional Mediterranean food, and sample fine wines in the idyllic islands of Mykonos and Santorini. Collect covers all the details from premium flights, hotels, meals, and sightseeing. Your job is to have the time of your life. Call Denise at Travel Brilliant right now at 716-417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Live, local, Buffalo, all day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. I hope you're looking forward to a wonderful new year with wonderful new challenges and love around you and friends and some plans. And hopefully your health is wonderful as well. I certainly do know that for the thousands and thousands of you who visited Clarity Group, you are all set going into this new year. You're very educated. You know about your plan. You know about what you're getting. And I'm very, very happy about that. But we are on the eve of a new year. What to look forward to in 2023. So why not ask the folks from Clarity Group, Sally Steyer, President, Karen Olson, Vice President, who are with us, joining us again on this very special show to talk about what this new year will bring. So good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. So Sally, it is New Year's Eve. What are we looking forward to for any changes in Medicare or anything that, about our plans or any of the services that you offer in the new year?
Right. So, as you know, tomorrow's January 1st. So any of those changes that people made during the annual enrollment period will take effect tomorrow, January 1st. So hopefully at this point you've received all your materials from the carrier. You have your ID card in hand. You'll make sure you remember to take your new ID card to your doctor's appointments, to the pharmacy if you're filling prescriptions, so that everybody has the correct information if you did make a change, so that you won't have any trouble with those things going forward. And you should have received your what's called your evidence of coverage booklet, which is kind of a big booklet, not the most exciting reading. So some people get it and they go, ugh, it's overwhelming, and they toss it aside. But if there is something that you have a question on, you know, we're here for you all year long. So, you know, even if you didn't enroll with us and you have a question about your plan, feel free to give us a call and we'll get those questions answered for you.
That's nice, because as we know, Medicare is not a simple thing, and that's why we need you folks and we rely on you to help us through it. But understanding some of maybe the kinds of things that we might have had a question about but it didn't come up during our appointment, Karen, is key. You understand it all, and you can really, really have the time now to sit down with us and really work through it so we do understand all the things that will be covered for us.
Yeah, a lot of folks that we've talked to over the last couple of months have been new to Medicare as well. And being new to Medicare, you know, they need to have a clear understanding of how their Medicare plan works. It may not be a similar experience from their employer group health coverage or the, you know, marketplace coverage that they had. And even if you've been on a Medicare plan for a while, there were a lot of changes from the carriers for this upcoming year. And we are here all year round to help explain those changes. If you need to look up a new doctor or medication to figure out what tier they fall into, then give us a call. We're here to help.
You know, it's funny that you should mention this, ladies, because I just recently went to the eye doctor, and I remembered that I had written down that, you know, we have vision on my Medicare. That was one of the things that, you know, we made sure we got. And I had asked about that when I was getting ready to pay. And they said, oh, well, you know, that only kicks in if you have this. And I said, you know what? I think I have that. So I produced my card and they said, yes, you do. And I saved $100. So sometimes, you know, if you remember something from an appointment, sometimes they don't. You know what I mean? As the vendor. And you're eligible for money off. So make sure you use those cards and make sure you produce them.
Yes, that's very true. I had one member call me just the other day, and she went to use her vision benefit. Mm-hmm. And she thought she was going to get so much out of her benefit. But actually, it was her 2023 benefit that she just remembered that number. You know, the allowance that she got for her eyeglasses. So I had to correct her on that. But give us a call. If you have any questions about how your plan's going to work for you next year, don't hesitate to give us a call at 716-393-3437. Our agents are trained and licensed to help you throughout the year.
Hey, you know, speaking of agents, Sally, it's a new year. If you have people out, we have people listening out there with that caring gene who understand this. You're looking for new agents all the time, aren't you?
We are. And we do currently have 25 fantastic agents that work for us, but there's always room for more. So if there's, as long as they're, you know, like you said, good, caring people, that's what we look for. And, the experience isn't necessary. We do thorough training on everything that we do, so they don't have to worry about that. So even if there's an experienced agent listening right now, mm-hmm. because we know our competition does tune in and listen to us every so often. So if that's the case, and maybe you're feeling like you didn't have the greatest, you know, annual enrollment period, maybe your company wasn't as supportive as you hoped they would be, give us a call. We're willing to talk to you about joining the Clarity Group.
And again, that number is 716-393-3437. That's their main number, and it will go to all the four locations. Okay, don't worry about that. A lot of people go to Clarity Group because they spend time as snowbirds, but we have a lot of people who are just moving to Florida, and you've got good news about that too, right, Karen? You're still going to be able to work with someone from Clarity Group.
Oh, yes. If you're making that move out of New York State to Florida, give us a call because we do have agents that are licensed in Florida with many of the carriers there. So we're able to help you transition from, you know, up here down into the Florida state. It's very helpful to maintain a relationship with your current agent or the current agency that you're with because we're just more familiar with, you know, your personality and how you want to use your plan and what you're used to. And so it's a much easier transition to work with us.
Yes, it would almost be like, you know, having a new doctor. I mean, I want to be able to work with the person from Clarity Group who knows me so well and who helped me, you know, work out all the things that I was going to want and need. And I would hate to lose that relationship because who knows if they have anything else like that in Florida. I know so many people from different parts of the state and also my relatives from out of state who don't have a Clarity Group. And they're really kind of just walking blind and susceptible to the 800 numbers and things like that. We don't have to do that here in Western New York. We're so lucky. I mean, we have the Bills. We have the Sabres. We have Clarity Group. And you don't have to go into this alone. It's so true, you know. I mean, that's a real security blanket for an awful lot of people knowing that they don't have to go ahead and make these kinds of decisions blind where they know that, well, I'm just going to do what I did last year. I'm going to do what my husband did or I'm going to do what my neighbor did. That's not the way you pick a Medicare plan. And you folks are just super when it comes to being available all year round in all parts of Western New York to be able to sit down and work with people and to be able to explain what their particular plan calls for. You know our doctors, you know our prescriptions, you know our hospitals, and you know what we need. And if I'm going to move to Florida, I'm going to want that too. So Karen, it's great that that's now being offered.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Oh, I was going to say, it's just great to know that if somebody is going to move to Florida, that they're not going to lose relationship.
Yes, it eases a lot of people's minds because you're busy moving and worrying about everything else, and the last thing you want to do is have to try to figure out a new plan. And so a lot of our agents are familiar with the Florida areas, and can narrow down the choices pretty quickly for you.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a very, very positive new year, Sally. And the nice thing is that your offices are open and people can come in anytime to discuss their plan, what else is going to be coming new in the new year, and to constantly get re-familiar with all of their choices this year. That's wonderful.
Yes, thanks. Yeah, we're not going anywhere. We always, you know, we'll be here year-round. So, you know, we want people to feel free to call us whenever they have a question. You don't have to. And if you ever do have a concern, maybe you think you got the wrong plan or there's something better out there for you, call us because you may qualify for a special enrollment period. And we may be able to still help you make a change.
That's nice. And to be able to know that you know the name of the person who's helping you with Medicare, unbelievable. ClarityGroupNY.com online, folks, or give them a call anytime, 716-393-3437. And remember, they're here all the time on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
WBEN 930 AM, as Buffalo as the Bills.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.